Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Anita. How can I assist you today?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well.
Yes, I said thank you for calling customer support. My name is Anita. How can I assist you?
Okay, what was the company name, Anita?
I didn't give one.
I'm sorry, what?
I said I never gave a company name. I would have to locate your account for that. Do you have your zip code?
My zip code? Yeah, it's 94530. Now, I received a call from Merrick Bank saying that they had that there had been some unauthorized charges on my account, and I think that there were three unauthorized charges from something called Fresh Take Lifestyle Diet.
What's your zip code again?
94530.
And your first and last name?
Christopher Rand, R-A-N-D.
Yes, sir. Can you verify the shipping address?
I'm sorry?
Your shipping address.
I can't hear you clearly. Please repeat that.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little better.
Okay, your shipping address.
My what address?
Where do you live?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you properly.
I'm not sure how you're going to be able to hear me, but again, is your shipping address?
My what address?
Would you like for me to transfer the call, sir?
No, I just wasn't able to hear everything you said.
Okay, your shipping address. That's where you live.
A shipping address. Oh, okay, yeah, I couldn't get that clearly. Well, it should be P.O. Box 461, El Cerrito, California 94530.
Okay.
I have another one if that doesn't work.
That one was the correct one. It looks like here that you do have an open account. It's for the smart fitness watch tracker.
Oh, yes. That's a Fit, right?
Yes, sir. The watch is used to monitor and track your steps as well as your heart rate. Looks like you purchased this on March 10th for $25.95, a $19.98 charge, and a $5.97 charge.
Oh, okay. Yes, I had received an advertisement for that, and they said that the charge would be something like, the total charge would be something like $6 or $8. So I applied for that on that basis, and now I understand I'm being given this extra charge on top of that. So
yes,
I'm not going to be able to pay that.
If you want, we can discount that price by 50%.
I'm sorry?
If you want, we can discount that price by 50%.
You can discount the price?
Mm-hmm, by 50%.
Okay. Because I've had other problems with this particular bank card, so they're canceling these transactions. So if you could give me another, bill me again with that discount. Can you do that, but not on the card?
That's the only way that they will take that payment is through a credit card or a debit.
Well, it'd be nice if somebody could send me a bill, and then I could pay the bill because this card is no longer good.
Well, it Looks like the last time, well, you have a shipment. They shipped it out on March 11th. I'm not
sure.
Yeah,
I know. I have it. I definitely got it. I just thought I was being way overcharged. And anyway, all the transactions on my card are being canceled. So if you want to bill me again, please feel free to do so with that discount.
Well, they won't be. Well, they actually won't be billing you again. The last time you was charged was on March the 27th for $69.87, and
What's
that was
that?
The retail amount. That was the retail amount after the 14 days for that Fit watch. For that Fit
for the
tracker.
What? Oh, yeah. Well,
so
I'm,
you won't be charged again.
They're canceling those. So, yes, I should be given a charge. Email me or mail me a charge with a discount that you specify, and then I'll proceed from there.
I'm not understanding.
Well, because this is not a charge that I... Two things. This is not a charge that I was anticipating. I saw an advertisement and they said, you know, because you're a regular customer, we'll let you have this for $6 or $8 or something. I can't remember the exact sum, but it was on an email. So I then, you know, accepted that and they sent it to me, but now they sent me this... about 10 times more than I was expecting to pay. So, and you said that you would give me a discount anyway, which is fine. I'll pay it with the discount, but it's being canceled. The original transaction has been canceled because my card has turned out to have other problems, not connected with you, but they're eliminating the card anyway, so I'll have to be rebilled.
I understand that you're saying that you don't agree with the terms, but being that you have already agreed to the terms and conditions of the 14-day trial, the trial had started the day your order was placed, which was on March the 10th. However, you're out of the trial, and the last thing that you were billed was on March the 27th. Now, this is not for any reoccurring charge fees. That is for the product that you have already received. So the discount will go towards any future shipments, but there's not any future shipments because you won't be charged again.
No, I see. Well, this is being canceled anyway, this transaction.
Yes, sir.
Because they're not... Because I've already talked to the card people. I didn't know what the transaction was, and I'd had trouble with the card. As I say, it was not through your end, but through somebody else had got a hold of my number and was using it in gas stations and things like that. So, all I can say is that the transaction has been canceled, and if you rebill me, I'll look at the bill. I may even just return the product.
Well, I mean, that's totally up to you, sir. Again, you won't be charged again. You already have the product.
Yeah, well, but my payment has been canceled.
Yes, sir, and I understand. I mean, that's completely fine. There's nothing we can do at the time unless you go about reordering the product. But as of that, I mean,
Yeah, I already have the product, so there's no point in my reordering it. But I am willing to return it if I receive a request to that end.
It's okay. Just look at it as a courtesy offer from the company.
Yeah.
Yes, I say you don't have to go about getting rebuilt or sending that product back. Just look at it as a company courtesy. You may keep that product and enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your labors, and have a nice weekend.
Same to you as well, sir. You enjoy.
Okay. All right.